Max. Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex. Max Gawn gets him nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gawn.
Footy is back. Max Gawn with us this morning, Matty.
Good morning, Max. Lovely to see you.
Thank you for having me. That audio, I do like Basil Zemplis announcing me as premiership captain. I never thought that would happen.
No.
That just rings in my ears.
Because it was Basil or because you were captain?
Both.
Basil. We've got a song for you here just to remind you of the good times.
Ahead of Saturday.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Really ahead of Saturday.
Is this your new pump-up song?
This song, to be fair, a lot of teams play this song when they win.
And we were
one of them.
Yeah.
It might have got the team we're playing a little bit grumpy last time we played it, but it is a really good song.
Yeah. Who's in charge of pre-game music in your camp?
Tends to go to a millennial.
Yeah.
Technically I am, but I'm in the older category. Yeah. So
what are we talking? Drake? Who are they rolling out?
Drake's probably not really. There's a guy named Fred again that apparently all the rage at the moment.
Don't know him.
Yeah.
Did the forum recently.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd come on this network is my gut.
No. Oh yeah, you'd be right. Yeah. Unless he's in Cold Chisel. Which he could be.
Fred could again. Be.
Yeah, because I remember sort of going down into the rooms for a pre-game with St Kilda and the music was awful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 50, but I was sort of sitting there going, is this motivating or what is this?
Yeah, because you're in charge of our music pump-up.
I'm pre-show music here.
Yeah.
I asked one of the young guys if Eminem's on their pump-up playlist anymore and they don't even know who Eminem is.
They don't even know who he
so
is.
So Lose Yourself is not even like a pump-up song.
Not a thing.
No, that's not right.
Well, that was 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lose Yourself, I mean.
Yeah.
Some of these kids are 20.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens when you get older, mate. Melbourne v Western Bulldogs Saturday night. It's a while to wait. And no doubt a man of your sort of experience hasn't played the game in your mind as yet, if at all. Four premiership stars not expected to play. Christian Salem. Thyroid.
Yeah, I think it's a gland in your neck.
Yeah, I think
I probably should know more.
You know, when their eyes, they're bug-eyed guys.
Yeah.
Who was it, Martin Short?
Who
was
had
it?
That?
Yeah, Martin Short.
Really?
Did he?
Or was it Paulie Short? Or Paulie Martin?
Mad typing away going on over there.
You'll know him when you see him. He does all those comedy characters with big bug eyes.
It wasn't Martin.
Jack Viney with a knee.
Yes, he was close, I think, but obviously not.
Bailey Fritch with a foot.
Yeah, he's been our leading goal kicker the last 3 years, so we got to find some goals.
Wow. And beautiful hair.
Yes.
Stephen May with a calf, also in doubt.
In doubt. I think he's got a couple of days to prove his fitness. That's the club we're playing Saturday night and not Wednesday.
How late do you let those guys go?
He's a star, so he could probably have all the way up to the final siren. Probably not the final siren, maybe the starting siren.
The warm-up.
Yeah, the warm-up. I reckon he'll get a good chance to prove his fitness.
Yeah, given the tools in the Bulldogs forward line, do you take a risk with someone like Stephen May, even if he's 50-50?
Round one probably is the only game where a footballer is actually playing at 100%. It's probably the only time they do. So this would be a pretty regular thing if it was during the year. The fact that it's round one just makes it like people are going, why would you be injured going into a round one game? So, he'll have 3 days now. What is it? 2.5 days to prove his fitness before the Dogs, and we probably do need him because they do have four tall forwards apparently.
Judd McVie and Bailey Laurie are going to play their first games.
Yeah, the good story is Judd McVie, rookie list from Country WA, and Bailey Laurie. You can have a little guess at what his nickname would be with the last name Laurie. Famous cricketer. Bill Laurie.
Bill Laurie.
Yeah.
I was thinking Hugh from House.
I was thinking front end load or something.
I was thinking a truck.
So surely they're not going to call him front end. Brody Grundy and Lockie Hunter set to play their first games.
Yes, Brody. It's been talked about for almost every single time I've done some sort of media. Brody has been asked.
They're calling you Grundy.
Calling us Grundy. It's better than Tap Brothers. Tap Brothers really got smashed into the ground, I think. And Lockie against his old team. It's a good. Yeah. I mean,
it'll be fun.
I've been Melbourne my whole career, and hopefully we'll finish there. But to play your old side, I'm guessing that you'll play that game heaps. But to have him first game of the season.
Yeah.
That's pretty handy for him.
Fox footy predictions. Here's a bit of fun. 24 of 25 pundits predict Melbourne will play finals. I think that's fair.
Mm.
13 of 25 believe that they'll be the premiers. Mm. And 8 out of 24 think Clayton Oliver will win the Brownlow.
8 out of 24?
8. Mm.
That's the most out of any player.
Well, he's come second and fourth, I think, in the last 2 years. Mm. I could be making that up. Probably am.
No, that's okay. No one will know. Just keep talking.
And, the year we won the flag, I think 5 of those 24 would have tipped us to even play finals. Mm. So, how much can you look into that? I think...
it's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Personally, if I was doing my own predictions, Geelong and Brisbane would probably be the two you'd be tipping outside of your own club. So, it's going to be... There's 10 teams, 11 teams that have probably been picked for that top 8. So,
and North included, probably.
North included. It certainly is a tight year.
Footy faces a second concussion class action linked to over 100 former AFL players who claim they've been permanently damaged by the game. John Platten, John Barnes, Sean Smith, Darren Jarman are some of the people involved. Liam Pickham is testing the validity of it all in the Supreme Court at the moment. Max Rook. It's not going to go away. It's going to end up costing the AFL a fortune.
There's a bit going on.
There's a lot going on. Are you concerned for yourself? At what point do you sort of have a look in the mirror and think, how are you travelling? How am I going? What's post-footy look like?
I'm yet to be concussed, so...
Really?
That's a good start for myself. So I'm probably out of my depth talking about it, to be honest, but...
Mm. It's because your head's so high.
Yeah, a lot of people do run with that joke. I still like to think that I get in and under every now and then and my head can get hit. But,
sure.
It is slightly worrying that there's a lot of past players that are coming out of the woodworks, not knowing how legitimate some of these things are, and obviously people have their own view, but to have this many people to say they're affected by concussion, it is something that has to be looked at, and to be fair, the AFL is, so...
Do you feel that the 12 days is a long enough mandatory break if you've suffered a concussion?
It's certainly better than when I first started. It was 10 minutes. Now it's 12 days. So
yeah.
And then there's a lot of it's up to the doctor of what they see. Let's say you accidentally stumble and you're out for 12 days. You might not even have a concussion. So there's still a lot of grey area around those 12 days, but I love the fact that there's a 12 days, because then the asymptomatic concussion person who thinks they're okay the next day still has that 12 days, which I really like. So,
yeah, I think it's important.
It's an interesting space, but from my point of view, someone who hasn't been concussed, but I've watched people within our four walls. I think the AFL and our club have done a really good job at it.
Mm. Yeah, because it is concerning if you've got 100 former players claiming that they've got permanent damage.
Yeah.
That's really heavy.
I mean, I'm not sure what the legal stuff is behind. I'm not sure what the actual issue was with their concussion protocols, but I can only speak from my behalf. We've had some guys, Angus Brayshaw's got concussed maybe 7 or 8 times in his first 3 or 4 years.
Mm.
He's the one who wears the helmet. Now, he wears a helmet. There's no science around the helmet, but he says, like, if I come and punched you in the head, Marty, would you rather have a helmet on?
Yes, just psychologically, I'd rather.
That's why Angus wears a helmet.
Because it's about the brain moving inside the skull, isn't it? It's not so much about the sort of contact to the outside. It's what happens internally with the brain moving.
And everyone reacts differently, apparently.
Yeah. Mm. Well, look at that young cricketer, the Victorian opener.
Yeah, Pekowski.
Oh, Jesus, mate, every time he dives for the ball, he suffers a concussion. He's really, really, quite...
Prone to it.
Yeah.
We've got a present for you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
What have we got?
William's got a present here for you.
The wonderful people at Uncle Rico sent in these jackets that Lauren and I are wearing, and then someone spotted them, and the same guy said, we have to get Max one.
And here it is. It's a wonderful VB racing jacket.
You're part of our club now.
It's a little bit different to, we've just signed Penfold's Grange.
Slightly off-brand, but it might affect sponsors.
A bit small.
And a big shout out to the wonderful people at Penfold's Grange.
Yes.
Have they given you a bottle from your birth year?
I've got one already. I was gifted that for my 18th or 21st or something.
What do you reckon that's worth now? What year was that?
I haven't looked into that.
Let's Google it.
I've also got my draft year, which is 2009, and also got the premiership year, 2021.
Wow. Oh, wow. Mr. Penfold.
$8,000 worth of red wine. Mr. Penfold, indeed. Lucky they're a sponsor. Let's talk through the round while William finds out how much your red wine collection.
91 vintage.
How much is the 91?
It ranges, but it looks like about $3,500 US.
Okay, that's good.
Grand.
That's nice. Grand.
Mm. The good thing is they're all gifts as well. I didn't buy one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Richmond Carlton tonight to kick off 7:20 at the MCG, the freshly laid MCG. Have you seen the ground? How's it looking?
Yeah, I was also, I heard you talk about Dimmer. I was out at Cheering as well.
Yeah.
I was part of the problem. I tore off a little bit of grass.
Of course you did. Yeah. Souvenired it.
A couple of the songs that got you dancing a little bit.
And then you played the next day, that practice game.
Yeah. I went the Thursday night. There was the double night.
Smart. Because Cochin went the night before, I remember.
Did he?
Reported that on Triple M.
Might have tweaked his hamstring at Ed.
Yeah, right. No, the grass, I haven't been there, but they change the grass every week at the G. They should be fine.
Yeah. Who do you like? A lot of people are saying Carlton.
Yeah. Carlton, I feel for them. Like, it's an unbelievable season opener and has been for years, but Richmond have been good. So Carlton have always been starting the year 0-1, which is a hard place to start. But now it looks like it's starting to turn. I've still got Richmond in my top four.
Yep.
So I still think they'll be good, but Carlton are in the top eight. So it'll be a good battle. I'm tipping Richmond for those playing at home.
Right. Yeah, nice. North, West Coast, I mean, North for mine, and for good reason. West Coast are awful.
I don't mind 17th playing 18th to start off the year.
I like it.
When we were 18 for a lot of my time in my early career, we come up against Geelong and stuff.
That's cruel.
Someone who's around us.
Yeah, no, that'll be good. I'm expecting North to get over the line there. And then, of course, you are taking on the Bulldogs 7:25 Saturday night. Well, we're assuming it's a win for Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm tipping D's. It'd be tough to tip against us as captain.
Yeah, very tough. Tough, I would have thought.
Yep. And hopefully, I mean, they've been belters of games the last three or four. Obviously, the grand final was one of them that we managed to get a good fourth quarter in and blow the score up. But the other four games that are in the last 2 years have been almost the last kick.
Mm-hmm. Geelong Collingwood will be a belter tomorrow night, 7:40.
Yeah, their last game, if you remember, obviously they played the final, but then there was the one where Collingwood, you know, Collingwood always come back from 40 points at halftime. Yeah. That was the only time where they were up by 40 points and Geelong came back to
That's
win.
Right.
And Ginnivan and Selwood had those words. It was ages ago.
Yeah.
I'm tipping Collingwood.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Well, for no reason.
Are you surprised by that? I think Collingwood.
Geelong got beat by Brizzy in that Prakky game. I know you don't look into Prakky games too much, but it was like 60 points.
Yeah. Blowout on a greasy night up in Brisbane, though.
No Hawk, no Selwood.
No
Hawk,
no Cameron.
Yeah.
So Collingwood, yes.
Reigning premiers, it's hard to back against them. Okay. But yeah, these two, they, as you said, great rivalry. That final was a gripping game.
Yeah, that's, it really was. That's going to be a good little rivalry for the next few years, I think.
Port Brisbane?
It's a good game as well. These guys played round one last year. It must be a thing now, Port play Brisbane round one. We've got Brizzy next week. Speaking of a fixture, a little nightmare, it's the same exact time slot as Dolphins play Broncos.
That's bad.
There's probably not many people rocking up. Well, there probably will be still people coming to Gabba. But
there'll still be AFL guys.
I kind of want to go to Dolphins Broncos.
Yeah, that'll be a good game of footy. Is that Suncor? Is that down on the Gold Coast?
I imagine it would be Suncor. They would want the first derby to be at the
Where do
stadium.
The Dolphins play? They play at Redcliffe?
Yeah, it's
a mixture, I think.
They dropped the Redcliffe moniker, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think they wanted to be more of a Queensland team. But
Dolphins.
Yeah.
I'm not here as the NRL correspondent.
No, you're not. Let's keep moving. Speaking of the Gold Coast, though, Gold Coast, Sydney, Saturday.
That's going to be a good game as well. Actually, Gold Coast have got, not the wood, but they play well over Sydney. And it's at home, so...
Tipping the Gold Coast?
No, I'll tip Sydney. But
jeez, I wonder what you were doing then.
That'll be closer than what people will think.
Sunday football, GWS versus Adelaide in Adelaide.
I'm presuming in GWS.
No, it's in Sydney.
It's in Sydney, is it?
Yeah, the first team's normally the home team.
Yeah, good call.
I'll go Giants, even though there's a lot of talk around the Crows at the moment. There's some noise going out of South Australia that they're on fire, and they do have our old fitness boss, Darren Burgess, there.
Mm.
So they probably are pretty fit.
St Kilda Frio, close out the round.
The Ross Lyon Cup.
Yeah.
The Ross Lyon Cup.
Yeah. These guys actually, fun fact... famously the siren in Tasmania.
Yeah.
That was this game where they didn't hear
it.
That's
Chris Connolly. Yeah, that's
Connolly.
Right.
Saints.
Saints. Huh. And Saints got a lot out from memory.
Yeah.
A lot. Struggling.
But they play Marvel pretty well. So.
Mm.
And then the other one? Hawks Bombers. Line in the sand.
Line in the sand. Hawks, Bombers.
I think that's a Bombers win.
People are saying Hawthorn could win the Spoon.
Yeah, they. I mean, they're very young. I was watching their game the other day, and I didn't know too many players that popped up. Then the memorable faces of like Jago Mira, Tom Mitchell, William Shields, these sort of guys. It was Guns. It was like Luke Bruce, and then there was a pretty big drop off to some 25-year-olds, and then some young guys. But their young guys are talented. They got a kid called Will Day who's going through the midfield. He's going to be a good player.
Beautiful. Well, have fun Saturday night. Be great to beat the Bulldogs.
It will be.
It will be.
It'll make a good company next week. Absolutely. We'll talk our hype around the Brisbane game.
Yes.
Because we've got to get some hype because everyone's going to the Dolphins. Broncos style.
Thank you, Max. Gawn, thanks for joining us this morning on the Marty Sheargold Show. Chat to you next week.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.